From listener-supported KTOO, welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan and on demand as a podcast. It's Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Gonna cheesh hawa salamat for joining the conversation. On today's show, we'll chat with the Juneau Public Libraries about upcoming January events. We'll check in with the Juneau Police Department about winter driving and pedestrian safety. Plus, preschool open gym is happening now from the CBJ Parks and Recreation Department, plus some other events that are coming up. And we'll find out about a fun Mardi Gras New Year's Eve masquerade mystery party that's happening right here in Juneau. Those conversations, music, and more coming up this hour on Juneau Afternoon.
Hands and grass, ka eat with the shoe ye, we ka shook a ye tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta ka na kaya ha an kak, gunish cheese.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You are listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Before we get started, a couple announcements. KTOO turns 50 this January, and we're marking this milestone by celebrating you, the community that has supported locally owned airwaves in Juno for 5 decades. As part of our celebration, we'd love to hear how KTOO impacts you. We're looking for audio submissions that are up to 90 seconds in length that share your thoughts, memories, driveway moments, and personal stories about the station that we can use on the air. To submit, record your message on your smartphone and email it to junoafternoon@ktoo.org. Instructions for getting good audio can be found on our homepage at kto.org. You'll see a banner in the upper right. We look forward to hearing from you. Gunith cheesh. And programming note, Juno Afternoon will take a break from live shows from December 25th through January 15th. Live shows will return on Tuesday, January 16th. However, over the break, you can tune in for the 2023 Juno Afternoon Year in Review episodes as we look back on 2023 and highlight some of the interviews and events that we covered on the show. Gwyneth Cheesh for your continued support of the show, and we look forward to sharing further with you in conversation in 2024. This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. Good news, everyone. The Douglas Library is back open to its normal hours.
Hooray.
Hooray. And there's a lot going on with the Juno Public Libraries. Joining me, as always, is Margaret Ludke to share about all the happenings coming up in January, plus one little event that's going to happen at the end of the year as well. Gunith cheesh, hot ee, goody. Margaret, for being here. Thanks so much. Wasa ee ti. How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah, you're getting ready for the holiday?
Yep, of course. It's that time of year.
Yeah. Does the library do different hours around different days or...
We're going to be closed on the days of the holidays. That's this upcoming Monday, the 25th for Christmas, and the 1st for Monday, the 1st for
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Yeah. But otherwise, normal hours.
Okay, that's good. And we mentioned it, but the Douglas Library repairs are good and we're back open, regular hours.
Yes, we were able to open on Monday and we'll be open regular hours. You can now use the library meeting rooms. Sorry, there's only one meeting room at the Douglas Library. but you can use it. So go ahead and give the Douglas Library a call to book that space. So we've decided to go ahead and keep the Tuesday story times that are usually located at Douglas at the downtown library for the rest of the year.
Okay.
But we should be able to restart those in January. We'll look for more information. We're hopeful that we'll be able to restart those over at Douglas in January, but we haven't confirmed that yet.
So. And the best way to do that is just juno.org/library,
exactly.
Right? Just look on there and see what the what is.
We'll be putting, as soon as we know, we'll be putting up fresh flyers that contain all that information so you can see it at our at the branches as well. And those who attend the regular story times, we should be able to provide you with that information at story time.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's get to some of these events. I guess we have one more fun event that's happening at the end of the year.
Yeah. So we're going to have a library scavenger hunt at the Douglas Library on Saturday, December 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. There will be clues scattered around the library. That are all, they're all new clues. We did one of these back in October as well. If you attended that one, you can, you will be met with fresh surprises and clues in the Douglas Library this time around. It's a lot of fun. It's an all ages event. Bring your littles, bring yourself. And yeah, stop by.
Bring your littles, bring your bigs, bring them all.
Bring them all. Come on down to the scavenger hunt. It'll be a good time.
And that's at the Douglas Library from 1 to 4 on Saturday, December 30th.
Yeah, and I will make a quick plug for the our normal game day is also going to happen on the 31st. So Sunday the 31st, that'll be at the Valley Library. We're partnering with Platypus Gaming again. They're going to bring out their huge game library for people to try and try all the games that they have. And that'll be from 1 to 4 at the Valley Library on Sunday, the 31st.
That's a great way to spend the last day of the year, maybe playing some games, learning something you haven't figured out. Because they're really good at like helping you figure out the games and if you have questions about it. And they have games for all ages. And it's kind of it's just a good time. All around. All right. And then we hit this new year. I can't believe it's going to be 2024.
Came on us fast.
This year, just wham, man, 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 oh, man, oh, man. I can't believe it. Anyway, and it looks like January is jam-packed.
Yeah, we've got a number of really cool, even in the first couple of weeks of January, we've got a couple of really great-looking events. I'm excited about them. The first is we've got some exchange students here in Juneau that are going to give presentations on Saturday, January 6th at 12:30 at the Downtown Library. We've got students from France, Germany, Switzerland, and Tajikistan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So come learn about the world through these young people's eyes.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
And then on Monday, January 8th at 6 p.m., at the Douglas Library, we're going to have another of our creative writing classes hosted by Summer Christensen. And they ask that you bring something to write with and something to write on, but otherwise come with an open mind.
That's excellent. It looks like you might want to register for that in advance.
Yes, there's a link. You can find it on our website, but the link is bit.ly/JPL creative writing class.
Yeah, it's that great little shortening code bit.ly/JPL creative writing class. Sounds like they just want to get a sense of who's going to be there and maybe what kind of experience you have or whatnot. Yeah. But you don't have to have any experience. You can just show up. Mm-hmm. Pen and paper, pen and something, pencil and something, pencil and
tablet.
Tablet. You mean like a modern day tablet or
a chisel.
You could have a chisel and some rock. I mean, anything, if you can get that done. I don't know what the speed would be on that, but that'd be pretty fun.
You would probably be limited in your words. It's a good limiting factor.
That's true. That's pretty funny.
Forces you to be creative.
All right. What's this Trailblazers Book Club? Sounds cool.
Yeah. So we did one of those, I think it was back in September, and it was hugely popular and people have asked us to do another one. So here we are back in January. We're going to do a Trailblazers Book Club. You're going to read a book and then meet to discuss it while hiking a trail. The book that we chose is for this month is The Salt Path by Rainer Wynn. You can pick up a copy at any of our locations and you'll sign that copy out. The last time around, for those who participated, we had free copies of the book that you could keep. This time, we're using library copies, so we will be asking for them.
You'll need those back, so you're going to check it out, basically, from the library and read that book. And that's happening. When is that happening?
Yeah, so you can pick up the book now, and the book club will meet at the Valley Library on Saturday, January 20th at 10 a.m., and we're going to walk the Brotherhood Trail.
So do you walk the trail while you discuss the book?
Yeah, and then we'll come back to the Valley Library for coffee and donuts and further chat.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, that sounds really exciting and a great way to discuss a book after you've read it, as opposed to sitting around, like get out and hopefully the weather's good and all that.
Yeah, and it's a trail journey. The Salt Path is a trail journey memoir. So you get to kind of, connect with the story in a physical way as well as through a discussion of the book.
That's really cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this next event, I saw this on the list and I was like, what? I love this idea.
Yeah.
I have many of these that I could bring.
There's no age limits.
But what are we talking about?
Okay. So we are hosting a stuffed animal sleepover and pajama story time.
I love
it. It's going to be so cute and fun. Okay. So people of any age can come by the library.
Thank you for that.
Yes. Come by the library on Friday, January 12th, and drop off their beloved stuffed animals to spend the night at the library. This is a sleepover for animals. It is for stuffed animals.
Yes.
Not humans.
Real animals or for humans.
No real animals and no humans.
No
please.
Crawling turtles, no mm-hmm, leaping lizards.
Nope.
Soft and cuddly and lovely, squishmallows and things like that.
Inanimate.
Yeah,
inanimate. Is what we're looking
that's
for.
That's good.
drop off for stuffed animals is going to be on Friday, January 12th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. We will also host a special pajama story time at 5:10 p.m. on Friday, January 12th. And then you'll say a fond farewell to your aunt, your stuffed animals, and leave for the night. And they will get up to all kinds of fun mischief overnight at the Downtown Public Library, which our librarian hosts will document in many hilarious and fun photos.
I love this. Oh my God. Have you done this before? Or is this a new thing?
The Juneau Public Libraries have not done this before. It's a new thing for us, but we have seen other libraries. I think Anchorage does this with stuffed animals in their community. And
it's
always so much fun.
So you get some documentation of what happened overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you'll pick up your stuffed animals from noon to 2:30 on Saturday, January 13th.
I love it. That is amazing.
Should be a lot of fun.
That sounds so good. And what a great way to kick off the new year.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And for anyone who maybe doesn't want to bring their stuffed animal in or doesn't have a stuffed animal to drop off, pay attention to our social media because we will be posting some of these fun and some of the antics that these animals get up to overnight on our social media.
I have to think about which one of the many stuffed animals I have that I would want to bring and see how much trouble they could get into.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to think about it.
Well, happy holidays to the Juneau Public Libraries. You all do such great work and keep our community connected and offer so many great things for free, in addition to, obviously, checking out books and other media and being just a place for the community to gather. So, and thank you for always coming in every month and sharing with us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Boston. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Happy New Year. Up next, A fun Mardi Gras New Year's Eve event is happening. It's a masquerade party. It's a murder mystery. And it's going to be lots of fun. We'll find out more next here on Juno Afternoon from KTOO.
What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
It doesn't matter how young you are, as long as you have support and the help you need.
That was 13-year-old Alora Wassily. She, along with Harmony Larson and Trista Wassily, received the 2023 Spirit of Youth Humanitarian Award. This award highlights accomplishments by youth who make their community a better place. Alora, Harmony, and Trista were recognized for changing the name of a creek in their hometown of Dillingham, Alaska. The previous creek name was a derogatory term toward Indigenous women. With the help of their teacher, Stephanie Jensen, Alora, Harmony, and Trista presented their case to their tribal council and school board. Secretary of the Interior, Deb Holland, fast-tracked the process, and the name change was made official in September 2022.
So it's federally, it's changed to Amal Creek, but when you pass by the creek, you could still see the signs, so it's not, there's still more of the process left.
The team faced backlash from some community members because they had used the creek name throughout their entire lives. Alora, Trista, and Harmony advocated that just because something is rooted in history does not mean that it cannot be altered.
Some adults didn't even see what was wrong with it because it's just been there their whole life, so they just thought it was right, and we just saw that it was wrong.
For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute Senior Producer Madison Knudsen.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Your donations bring Spirit of Youth stories to the airwaves. Support for this story comes from Alaska 529.
Support for this programming comes from Nugget Alaskan Outfitter, with winter gear for the whole family, including hats, gloves, coats, and boots. Located in the Mendenhall Mall and online at nuggetoutfitter.com.
This is Juno Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. There is a new company in town, Boogie Wonderland Entertainment. It's family-friendly entertainment, and this New Year's Eve, they are offering a Mardi Gras-themed masquerade party with performances by Ethereal Flames, Fire Troop, and more. It's all happening at the Juno Yacht Club, and you can find out more at bwe907.com. Joining me to talk about it now is Boogie himself, Al Wilson, along with producing partner Christina Michelle Patterson, who you may also know as the host of Culture Rich Conversations here on KTOO. Gwyneth Cheese, for you both being here today. Wasiyeti, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Hi, Boston.
Hi, nice to see you. It's so good. So, Boogie, let's start with you. Okay. New company?
Yes.
Boogie Wonderland Entertainment. What's this all about?
Okay, well, it's about bringing a little of myself to Juno. I've been in the entertainment industry since I was younger. I know I did a lot of DJing in New York and started off dancing, and I could sing. So just kind of bringing it to Juno, and I wanted to add a little bit of, you know, family-friendly things to do that just takes us outside of what Juno already has to offer and try to meet people in the middle. Instead of being at the bar or things only happening at church or the bar, got to meet everyone in the middle and have a good time. Have everyone have a good time.
Okay. And so this is a sort of a new venture, right? A new venture for you?
Yes, absolutely.
And you've wrangled Christina Michelle into helping out?
Yes. Took a little bit of work.
She's a little busy herself with all kinds of things that she's got going on. So yes. That's good. But this is great because New Year's Eve is a great time. And it's a wonderful way to kick off the new year. And is this going to be the very first event that Boogie Wonderland Entertainment has done?
This is actually the second event. The first event we did was we did a murder mystery dinner at TK McGuire's on 11/11.
Oh, yeah.
That went great. Everyone had a good time. And I just wanted to keep the party going, basically, it's getting a little dark around here, and I want everyone to have things to do.
A little something bright.
Yes, yeah, something
right?
bright.
You know, it's so funny. You're making me remember an event. I was an actor in one of these like murder mystery things long time ago. I was maybe like, I don't know. It was a long time ago. I was maybe 19 or something. And I had to die in this thing. And then they were going to drag me across the dining room, right? And so they did drag me across the dining room, and I was a motivated actor because my shirt started to ride up.
There you go.
And the rug burn on my back.
No.
But I did not move. I was supposed to be playing dead, so I played dead. And when it was literally like most of my back had this giant rug burn on it, and I had that for, I don't know, I think the job maybe paid me like $75. I had that burn for probably a month and a half, at least.
So you're saying you're looking for a slot in the murder mystery. Okay.
We'll keep you as long as they don't have to be drug across the floor.
Wait a minute. That was the best thing. That was the best thing.
But it's so cool. Murder mysteries are a lot of fun. Now, you decided to do this for New Year's Eve. So how did you come up with like sort of the Mardi Gras idea and the masquerade and the murder mystery and all the stuff? How did this idea come up?
It was Christina Michelle's idea about the Mardi Gras theme, and it hit home for me.
Yeah.
Of course, my grandmother is from Louisiana, and, you know, we share that in common. You know, our people are from Louisiana. But it just rang a bell, and I think people have a lot of fun at Mardi Gras. And when you think about going to Mardi Gras, going and being out on Bourbon Street, it's like you're a different person. You're just out there having a lot of fun and you can unwind. And so I think Mardi Gras is a great theme and it brings in a new year very well. You know, lets you unwind and let the old year go and bring in something new.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is always a good time. It's definitely a sort of a party atmosphere. It fits really well for New Year's Eve. So Christina, yes. Michelle, this idea of, so how did we incorporate sort of the murder mystery aspect into, or is it taking place like at Mardi Gras? Tell us a little bit, what you can tell us anyway about the murder mystery part.
Okay, so the Juno Yacht Club transforms into the middle of somewhere in New Orleans, just for one night on the 31st. And the guests who are invited, that's basically the cast who's going to be part of the game. These people are, they all know that there's a lot of drama that happens in the city of New Orleans, but they're invited by the mayor. And so that's why they're going to be there, because this is kind of a, you know, this is a really big deal to be invited by the mayor to come to the mansion for this party for New Year's Eve. And then I can't tell you why the murder takes place.
No, we don't want to give anything away.
However, when you sign up, then you do get your character and you get a synopsis of what's going on with you as the character. And then you also get to contact other people who you'll be playing the game with ahead of time if you choose to. And you guys can, there's cues and clues and things that you can start to discuss and exchange ahead of time, so that when you actually arrive and you're going to be in character, have your mask, have all the things, you'll already kind of be starting to piece together motives and ideas and things. So
because it's not just a murder mystery, it's also a masquerade. So you're not going to necessarily even know who some of these other folks are right away, but as the night goes on and different events happen. So is it sort of like we have a good time and then there's like different little events or vignettes that will happen throughout the evening to sort of relay the story? Is that how it works?
Yeah, kind of. So when you first arrive, you'll either have already gotten an opportunity to talk with other people and have gotten some clues about what's going on, mm-hmm. or when you get there, you'll get that. And then you'll get a chance to do that before the game starts. There's a little reception and mingle, you know, time. And then at 8 o'clock, that's when the game actually begins. And then everybody will get their first round of clues.
I see.
Then we'll guide you through. And so there's three rounds throughout the evening. Dinner is served somewhere around round two, and then the murder will take place. And then round three is about solving the mystery.
Wait a minute. We get food too?
You have, yes. There's so this is part of the reason why I was really excited that we decided to go with Mardi Gras theme, because of the food. So we're going to have Cajun cuisine for dinner.
Give me some jambalaya.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds so good. I mean, that food is already mouthwatering, right? Like that's always, that's going to be some good food.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you get food, and then there's the dinner and the mystery part takes place around 8 o'clock. Right. Do you show up before that, or do you show up around 8? Is that when you show up for this event?
Oh, the doors will open at 7:30.
Okay, 7:30. Right.
So you can arrive at 7:30, and you'll have an opportunity to just acclimate yourself to Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Get situated, find your seat, and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
Also, you also get a chance to. The pre-event things that we have for you, that's a good chance for you to, if you didn't get a chance to contact anyone before, there's your chance to see all the characters.
Yes.
Right, oh, that's right. That person, that's this person here.
Start to put little pieces together.
Yes.
As it starts. That's so fun. What a great way to spend New Year's Eve. And then, so that thing goes on for a couple hours, and then sort of after the murder mystery is solved, then it's just, we party until the New Year, right?
Party time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, then we party in Mardi Gras style and kick in. I can't believe, I was just telling my previous guests, I can't believe it's going to be 2024. What a great way to do this. Now, I'm assuming that the best thing to do is sign up in advance, right? That's the best thing you need, because you need to get your character and do all this stuff.
Exactly.
And that's what we're going to do at the website, right? Boogie at BWE907.com.
Yes. Log on to the website, take a look at what we have going on, sign up for the web blast. That way, when we have things going on, you can get an email in advance.
Right.
And then you have a choice to sign up. We have also people who are helping to promote as well, so you can get a code. So if you find someone with a code, you may get something off. You get something off of the ticket. So.
Do we have a Juno afternoon code? No.
But so we have just to get the word out, and you can go on the website, BWE907. And you can also see a clip of the fire dancer that we're going to have out there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The fire. What is this about? I saw the ethereal. What is it called? They're called the Ethereal Flames Fire Troop.
Yes.
What are they going to be doing?
Oh, my gosh. Something amazing.
It's something great to behold. Like, if you have a chance to see them, you should definitely do it.
Will they be inside or will they be outside?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
And they're on the website too.
Okay.
So yeah.
You can see a little preview.
Yeah. You can see a clip, and the owner's name is Christy, and it's so cool because Al and I were talking about this event and thinking it'd be cool to have like a fire thrower or, you know, fire eater or flame top something. And then we met Christy, and she said that she was a fire performer, and their troupe is from Hawaii, but they've recently moved here to Juneau. And so we were like, it's meant to be.
Yeah, that's some synergy right there. Right. And I mean, fire, like a fire troop and the darkness of Juno on the New Year's Eve.
On
sort
the water.
On the water to sparkle it up. But this is all taking place at the Yacht Club. It sounds great. Are there different, for people who are interested, obviously you can go to the website, bw907.com, but is there different packages? Like, could I just come to the party and not do the dinner? Absolutely. Could I do the dinner and then, like, I don't like being there at midnight, so I'm gonna go home kind of thing? Like, is there different levels of packages and stuff?
Yes, you have a choice to pick the dinner package that comes. You can go to the party if you want to, but you're there for the murder mystery dinner, and you can leave if you feel.
Yeah.
And then we also have the party package, and you come for the party. And I'll be DJing, and during the party time is when the fire dancer will be there as well. So, you know, they get a good show.
That's so good. Yeah.
And the dinner is from 8 to 10, and then the party starts at 10, and it goes
at least until midnight, right?
Absolutely.
At least until midnight, till we count it down. That's great. This is taking place at the Yacht Club. It's Boogie. It's Al Wilson's new entertainment company called Boogie Wonderland Entertainment. It's family-friendly entertainment. I'm assuming for New Year's Eve, obviously there'll be some libations served, but people can – is the content of the murder mystery, what would you say the age is for that? Could I bring my teenager? Could I bring my young kid?
Yeah. So we only ask that if you do bring a teenager that they're able to participate in the game, because they just get a little antsy.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing goes on for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And so around 15, 16 is a good age
for this one. Yeah.
They play the game and they get excited too.
Yeah.
For the party, all ages are welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's up to the parent. It's you're going to have a great time if you can stay in character. And, you know, when bringing children, it's a little hard to play a different character you know, and be out in public.
Right.
You know, so it's basically up to the parent, and we'll have a good time regardless. But it's up to the parents with it.
That's awesome. The Juno Yacht Club, we have a murder mystery masquerade Mardi Gras party happening. You can find out more at bwe907.com. There's going to be Ethereal Flames Fire Troop performing. It sounds like it's a great way to kick into the new year. And congratulations on this kind of, I think it's something we need in Juno here, this kind of, you know, continual entertainment that isn't necessarily at the bar, at the church, like you mentioned, something that the family can do together and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yes.
And I was just going to say at the last event, maybe I'll think of making this his tagline. I think it would be great. But, you know, it just kind of came out and he said, we're bringing the light until the sun comes back. And that just resonated with everybody. Like, we were like, yeah. And so this is one of those events that are definitely going to give us all some internal sunshine.
I love that. Bringing the light until the sun comes back.
Yes, yes.
I love it because it is dark out there right now. Yeah. It's like I just want to go home and take a nap usually.
Right.
Like I had some people in the other day. They got done with their interview and they were like, "It's dark outside already." Well, it's 3:30. I guess that's what happens, right? So anyway, Christina, Michelle, and Boogie, thank you so much for coming in. Best wishes for the new year and having an awesome Mardi Gras masquerade murder mystery party. Gwyneth Cheese for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Absolutely. Up next, we'll check in with the Juneau Police Department about winter driving, pedestrian safety, and more. This is Juneau Afternoon from KTOO.
Let's have a star party. This is Steve Kosas with the Marie Drake Planetarium. I'm going to talk about the winter solstice. So here in Juneau, Alaska, at 58 degrees north latitude, the winter solstice, the actual time of it is around 6:30 p.m., December 21st, Thursday. Now, what that actually means is that at that time here in Juneau, the sun will be directly overhead at local noon at the latitude 23.5 degrees south latitude, which is in the southern hemisphere. And also the reason for the seasons is the tilt of the Earth's axis at 23.5 degrees to the Earth's orbital plane around the sun. Now, what that means is in Juneau, Alaska, for December 21st, the sun at local noon at its height is around 8 degrees above the horizon. But in Santiago, Chile, which is close to the 23.5 degree south latitude, which is called the Tropic of Capricorn, at local noon there, the sun will be directly overhead, which is called the zenith. Now, also, the change in daylight here in Juneau at the solstice is only around 10 seconds, which corresponds to the equinox, which is the greatest rate of change, and the change then is around 5 minutes. So the March equinox and the September equinox is when there's the greatest rate of change in daylight, around 5 minutes, while the December solstice and the June solstice is the least rate of change of daylight, just around 10 seconds. That's why it's a solstice, sun standing still. This is Steve Kosas with the Marie Drake Planetarium. Our public shows are on our website at mariedrakeplanetarium.org. Thank you.
You're listening to Juneau Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. I'm joined now by new Deputy Chief of the Juneau Police Department, Lieutenant Craig Campbell. Gwyneth Cheesh.
Good afternoon, Boston. Thanks for having me.
I mean, I guess technically the new position has it already started, or do you start officially on a certain date, but you're already doing things? That always happens.
It's officially going to start January 1st. Okay. Right now, Lieutenant Jeremy Weskins are acting chief, so he's doing a lot of those duties.
Yeah.
But then January 1st, we're going to be doing a switch off, and then I'll be in that new role.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that. And we were talking just before we came on air. It sounds like the new chief of the department will be joining us in about February, early February. And so maybe we'll get to meet the chief on Juno afternoon, maybe in the February slot for the JPD. So that's good. A little some changes there for the police department. But you've been there for a long time, right?
Yeah, I've been there about a little over 21 years, seen a lot of changes, and this is kind of just a new phase that we're going through, and a change in leadership as we continue to deal with our staffing issues for the department, just day-to-day operations, and a lot of new opportunities for the police department.
That's so cool. And I know we've talked about it with a few different people, Scott and a few other folks who've come on the show, and you previously earlier this year, I think. But I know that recruitment, especially at the beginning of the year, they were offering those incentives and different things like that. Where are we at with our recruitment? Do we still need more police officers in Juneau?
We still need more, and I think that'll be a reoccurring theme for a couple years at least. But we are seeing increased numbers coming in our application process. Thankfully, a lot through what we call lateral officers, people who are already police officers somewhere else or are applying to maybe move to Juneau. That's really promising for us because those are people that can get trained a lot faster and get up to speed and start working. Since typically a new officer who has no police experience roughly takes them a year by the time they get hired on before they really can start doing any work on their own. So yeah, we're down, I believe it's 14 officers right now. We have several and different phases in the recruiting process, but we just still continually had to put that word out there to outside of Juneau, outside of Alaska, but also just focusing on inside of in Juneau is we have a lot of amazing people here and all different types of groups that we would love to see consider working for the police department. Because I truly believe that for a healthy police department, we need a variety of people and that be like a whole representation for our community. And,
absolutely.
And there's a lot of people have just have never thought about it. And just, if it's ever been something that may be interesting to you, I say, hey, reach out to the police department. We have people that you can talk to who are recruiters. They can kind of talk to you through about what police work's like, what the police department's like. And for all things, I think we have an amazing staff of the police department. I think people would enjoy working there. So.
That's great. And is there still a specific website about the jobs?
Yeah. If you went to joinjpd.com, that will go right into our main recruiting site. You can get to see a little bit of different things, but get into what the police department has to offer. We talked about, sign-on bonuses. We're offering that. We're always offering competitive pay and wages and benefits. So it's a very... I believe it's a very good job for people, and it can be a very rewarding job for people to have as a career.
Definitely for something for people to look into. Joinjpd.com. Of course, you can always find out more about the police department at juno.org/police, but joinjpd.com takes you right to those pages that are important. If you're interested in even learning, or you know someone who might be interested in learning about that, even if they don't live here, of course, like Lieutenant Campbell was saying, it'd be great if there's some folks locally who would be interested. But also, if you know somebody who's living down south and or outside and wants to come up to Juneau with a job, I mean, that's potentially, and they're taking transfers, different police officers can transfer in, and there's bonuses for that as well as for new recruits as well. So it's a great opportunity for folks to check out.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And I think sometimes people just don't know what police do. And maybe you have in your mind what you think is a police officer and what entails. And sometimes we can train lots of different people to be police officers.
To do different things. Yeah.
And even if being a police officer might not be your skill set, we have other jobs. Our dispatch center has about a 30% vacancy. So we're continually hiring for that. And those are all just unique skills that we need. People with good communication skills, being able to multitask, all those things. That can be another good rewarding career for them. So same website, joinjpd.com. You can look for jobs being a dispatcher.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about winter. We know that the solstice is coming up in a couple days and we'll start to creep. Now we'll finally start creeping forward towards light, which is great. But there's a lot of darkness right now, and that affects a couple different things. That affects driving and as well as pedestrians. So let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, we're continually reminded as it starts getting, darker more times than the day. You got low visibility, whether it's fog or snow or rain, all these great things that we see in this time of year. But I wanted to come on and just talk about people about just giving yourself more time and more just awareness about, different roadway users, whether it's a driver, it's a pedestrian, it's a bicyclist, people running on the road. Whatever it is, we all share the roadway and we all have more responsibilities to keep ourselves safe and keep others safe. And I really think majority of crashes, whether it's with a vehicle or with a person, can be avoided if people just become more aware. You start putting away those distractions, whether they're phones or things going on that are just keeping your mind outside of, seeing the roadway. And that can be for drivers, putting the phones away, minimize your distractions, slowing down, and just be expecting pedestrians and other people on the roadway and give them the right of way because they are very vulnerable. If you get in a crash with a pedestrian, typically the vehicle is going to be fine. The pedestrian is going to be very injured.
Yeah, and we've had that some recent accidents, right? This is a good reminder for folks to do that. And I think the one thing you said too I liked was plan ahead a little bit. Like if you know you need to get somewhere, you could leave 10 minutes early, right? You can try to leave a little bit early so you're not wanting to push the gas down a little bit faster on the pedal. And the roads are slippery and sometimes they're tricky. They're tricky slippery. You don't necessarily think, like I saw somebody today, I saw a big four-wheel drive truck sliding on the road, and it didn't even seem like it was that icy today, but there was still some road conditions that are hazardous.
Yeah. I noticed that today too, just driving where wasn't expecting it to be as slippery as it was and wasn't traveling very fast, but you apply the brakes and you start to slide a little bit. So those always are things you got to just remind yourself that, hey, because there's snow and ice somewhere on the road that, anytime you accelerate, anytime you brake, or even turn, your vehicle loses traction. And if you start combining any of those actions, your vehicle loses traction that much more.
Yeah.
And typically the solution is just slowing down a little
bit. Slow down. Yeah.
I remind people when they talk about hazardous roadway conditions is when I first moved to Juneau in 2002, I had a little two-wheel drive vehicle, did not have winter tires, and wasn't the best vehicle for driving in the snow, but I still managed just fine because what you did, you just drive much slower. You drive according to your capabilities of the driver, the vehicle, and the conditions. And so that's typically what it is, hey, just slow down for what you can handle.
And even though the light's going to start coming back a little bit at a time, we're still not even to the deepest part of winter yet, right?
Correct,
so like in terms of getting to February and March and January, the late January and stuff. So it's just good reminders for that. And also I think for pedestrians, making sure that you can be seen, not necessarily knowing that, don't necessarily trust that the driver can see you. We can always wear the little vests that light us up if we're out or whatnot, if you're out walking or jogging or something like that. And it's a partnership really between all of us in Juneau to sort of navigate these winter driving conditions and being a good pedestrian as well.
Yeah, I would agree. Being visible, wearing something to where other people can see you a little better versus wearing something dark is going to help. Doesn't always, fix the solution because if the driver's not paying attention, that's where it really comes back to that awareness. I talked about drivers before, but now for the vulnerable roadway population, pedestrians, bicyclists, all those other people who are very vulnerable if they get in a crash. But they need to be aware more than anything because their safety really is on the line. And I fully believe that those users of the roadway have just as much right as anybody else when they're sharing it. But we can't just assume that the vehicle, people driving the vehicles are going to watch out for them because we know there's distractions on both ends. So just being aware, we talked about taking your own safety, being accountable for your own safety and not just assume that someone else is going to do that for you. And that could be like you said, is wear visible clothing so it's bright, people can see you. If it's getting dark, you can have a light on, crossing well-lit crosswalks, ideally. But if you're crossing the road, wait for vehicles to stop and see you where you kind of make that visible connection with them, whether you're looking at the driver, making sure other vehicles beyond them are stopping. And don't enter the roadway just assuming that, hey, I'm on a crosswalk. People are going to stop for me because what I know from at least from my 21 years here, that's just not always the case. Some people just can't see. And I really want people to be safe this season. And the biggest one, I just want people to be aware on both sides that, hey, there's people out there using the roadway and we have to watch out for them. And it's our duty to help everybody go home safe.
Great. Deputy Chief, new Deputy Chief Craig Campbell from the Juneau Police Department. You can find out more at juneau.org/police, or if you're interested about the different positions that are available there, go to joinjpd.com. Gunnath Cheesh for coming in today. We'll see the Juneau Police Department next month.
Thank you, Boston.
Appreciate it. Up next, updates on the Winter Open Gym at Mount Jumbo, co-ed volleyball, and more from the CBJ Parks and Recs Department. This is Juneau Afternoon from KTOO.
What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
In life, I feel a lot better knowing that I'm helping people every day and that I'm making an impact on the world. Like, you only get one life, and I hope that my name will be remembered.
That was Catherine Heberstad, a recipient of the Spirit of Youth Phoenix Award in 2023. She has been recognized for her work with the Childhood Hemiplegia and Stroke Association, or CHASA. CHASA is an organization she uses to connect with and mentor students with cerebral palsy at her school, South Anchorage High. Having cerebral palsy herself, Haberstad has a relevant background that translates well to her community work and is useful to her peers with similar experiences.
My way is through helping people with disabilities, and that's kind of the route I've chose because I enjoy helping people through my expertise.
She fully believes that helping people is better for the community, the world, and the individuals who participate in these activities, including herself.
I don't want to make this sound like it's just for to make me look good or to make me feel good, but it'll help you feel good in the long run. And it'll also, you're giving back to your community. And that's like, you know, one of the most important things.
For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute senior producer and peer mentor, Logan Tyler Smith.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Your donations bring Spirit of Youth stories to the airwaves. Support for this story comes from NSTAR Natural Gas Company.
You're listening to Community Sport at Juneau Afternoon on KTOO 104.3 Juneau, 91.7 Juneau Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Need a place for those kiddos between 6 months and 6 years to run and play and stay warm and dry? Gotta keep those socks dry. Well, CBJ Parks and Recs has just the thing for you. Lauren Varelli is here to tell us more. Welcome, Lauren. Gunnath Cheesh, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
So what do I do with my kid who's a year old and needs to do something? What do I do?
Well, we just brought back preschool open gym at Mount Jumbo, which we're really excited about. It's been, like I was just telling you, almost 4 years since we've been able to offer this program to the community.
Wow. Is that because of COVID and everything, or just
COVID and then staffing? We've been struggling to find staff for this program, and we were able to have someone that was here for the holidays. So we have it open for 4 weeks.
That's awesome. So what is it? What do we do? It's called the Preschool Open Gym at Mount Jumbo. What does that mean, and who can go?
Yeah. So it is for your little ones up to 6 years of age.
Okay.
It's $5 a kid. Guardians get in for free, and you can just go to the Mount Jumbo between 9 a.m. and 11:30 on weekdays, and we have toys set up, tricycles, balls, all sorts of stuff for the kids to just run around and have fun.
So it's great. Like, if you need to go get some shopping done.
Well, you have to, the guardian has to stay.
Oh, the guardian has to be there.
Yes,
okay. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then one of the people stays with the other one goes shopping.
Exactly. And you can just, yeah, there's lots of room so the kids can just run free and get all the
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. So it's just, it's a great place to, because it is like today is all wet and nasty and you can't really go out. You can't do the get outside and play, kid. Yeah. You can't do that, right?
No,
but you can take them here for for a couple hours, only cost you $5.
Yeah, yeah.
And they tire those children out, right?
And then they nap. So it's great.
That sounds really good. Now, I know that it says that the Turf for Tot passes and Parks and Rec winter passes are also accepted for this program.
Yes.
But you also note that the winter pass must be assigned to the child,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
So a lot of people know in town we have Turf for Tots that happens every day out at the field house. So if you have a 10-visit pass or a monthly pass there, you can use it at either facility. So
okay.
It's good for Mount Jumbo, Preschool Pajam, and Turf for Tots. So,
but the thing to note about Turf for Tots is not happening next week, right?
Yes. Next week, we will not be offering Turf for Tots. So Tuesday, so after Christmas through Friday, because we have the Holiday Cup tournament is in there. So,
okay.
Yeah, Turf for Tots will not be happening next week.
Okay.
But yeah, your pass is for Turf for Tots. And if your child has a winter pass right now that gets them into the pool to Diamond Park Fieldhouse for Turf for Tots, it will also get them into Mount Jumbo Gym for the preschool open gym.
That's really cool. And the preschool open gym is going through January 12th.
Yes.
Right? And closed, of course, on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day.
Yes.
But open the other days of the week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
9 to 11:30.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
And maybe we'll get some staff that will be able to keep it open like we normally do. Because normally the preschool open gym is open from September through April.
I see.
But we've just been short staff. So
it's just, so if you're interested, maybe contact CBJ about wanting to maybe help staff the open gym, which is really cool. And we were talking about this winter pass thing.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah. So this right now we're in the middle of it. For $200, you get unlimited use at all of our recreational facilities. So Diamond Park Aquatic Center, Diamond Park Fieldhouse, Treadwell Arena. And then once Augustus Brown reopens, it will be good there. So you get unlimited use. So any of the open swims, track, skating is just, you can use, go every day to all facilities. And it's just $200 for 5 months.
And it starts like in the late fall, right?
Or yeah, started November 1st.
Okay.
And it goes through March 31st.
March 31st. So those dark winter months where you need to get inside and do something.
Yes, and recreate.
Right? The winter pass is a great option for you. And that's available, I'm assuming,
On the website.
On the website.
Yeah, just go to our parks.rec.junior.org. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Parks. You just have to find, just search CBJ Parks and Rec and it'll, because it has some long names, but it'll be there if you Google it or whatever search engine you decide to use. Okay. And then the other thing that we wanted to mention too was co-ed volleyball.
Yeah. Adult co-ed volleyball is getting started. Registration is right after the new year. So on January 2nd, but now is the time to start thinking about putting your teams together, gathering people. You need to have at least 7 people on a team.
Okay.
So just start talking to your friends, your coworkers, and put
teams
together.
And anybody can play?
Yep. You have to have, I think it's at least like half and half girls and boys. Okay. And yeah, the season starts in February and it goes through April, mid-April.
Yeah, February 12th. And where does that happen? Does that happen all over town or?
Yeah, it happens mainly at DZ, Floyd Dryden, and some at TM, but mainly at DZ and Floyd.
Wow.
And the games are at nights. And then, so it's you have two games a week, I believe.
2 games a week for a couple. It's only a couple months, right? Like 2 months. Yeah, basically. But if you're into volleyball, that's a great thing to do. And again, the registration for that opens on January 2nd. Mm-hmm. And it's open for just a couple days, right? Through the 11th.
Yeah, it's a week and about 2 weeks.
Okay. But you got to have your whole team when you register the team, right? Do you have to have the whole team ready to go? Or can you help people find team members? Or is that really on you to figure that out?
Most people, the team captain gets the team together and it's on the roster, but you can add people after you submit.
They're like, hey, Roz, it's time for volleyball again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. And that's a great thing. I didn't even know we had co-ed volleyball.
So it's been on for decades.
That's really
my
that's
dad
really
played
awesome.
In the 80s.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. And then you have one last note here. Save the date for winter swim lessons. What's that about?
Yeah. So everyone knows how popular our swim lessons are. So we have our next winter lessons, which will start at the end of January, opens up on January 5th at noon. So just mark your calendars. January 5th at noon is when swim lessons registration opens up. Later this week, we will have the schedule
set. So we'll be pushing out information release by end of day Friday.
That's awesome. Lauren, there's so much going on. We got the preschool open gym at Mount Jumbo. You can sign up for that. You can do co-ed volleyball. Of course, you can get your winter pass for your family. And of course, winter swim lessons. It's really great to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for coming in and telling us all about that. And for more, just Google CBJ Parks and Rec and it'll be the top link and all this stuff will be on there. And it's really a pleasure to see you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Gonna cheese. Tonight on KRNN at 7 p.m., tune in to the KRNN for special holiday programming. A group of volunteers has teamed up to create an audio-rich reading of Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales. This special storytelling is sure to invoke the spirit and humor of the season. Again, that's tonight at 7 p.m., A Child's Christmas in Wales on KRNN at 102.7 and 103.1 or online at ktoo.org. That's it for Juno Afternoon. Have a lovely evening.